another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
All right, we're back at Ashford Farm Supply, and it seems to be here to visit and talk a little bit about this historic business in Fredonia. And of course, a lot of folks may not know everything that's available here. We talked to Gary, you're really getting a great kind of history of the company and what's going on here. 50 years, Gary, and you came for a year, right?
Came for 1 year, so it might have been a long year. I'm still here. I haven't got fired yet, but they probably needed to. Anyway, 50 years, and we've grown over the years. And like I said, we started out as a farm store, then we gradually added hardware. So we got a pretty good section of plumbing. Our edible store's got a big section of plumbing. They're basically an Ace Hardware store.
Okay, right.
Pretty good size Ace Hardware store. We're more the farm store. Mm-hmm. They do sell a little bit of feed, but that's about it. We're farm store. No chemicals and seed pump, right? Our plumbing, and Dean Ackerson, he's in business. His thing was he needed people. You know, I build buildings, but he wanted people. So, in the plumbing, we had to have somebody that knew plumbing, knew hardware. And for years, David Huffstutter was here for 40 years. He retired about 3 years, 4 years ago. We hired Paul Bell out of Marion. He's been in the hardware business for years. So he kind of oversees part of our hardware. And then Sean Shane does also do the hardware.
All right, okay.
And also, in both stores, we feel like we got somebody that's kind of professional in every field. You know, we hired a couple of guys from James King Construction, who kind of retired. And one of them's an electrician, so he kind of oversees our electrical department here. And one of them's in the building, so he understands the lumber. He's helping Paul Bell with that. We got somebody, well, all of us can answer most questions, but if we get technical, we got somebody who can get into details. And they've done it, they've been there, and they know what to do. So we can probably solve any problem we got. We got William Butts, there's a feed and their fence and that type of stuff, and remember spray rig, so he can answer any questions in that part. At Edible, we got good springs over there. He can go with the electrical department. We got Adam over there, that's one of the best paint guys. They mix a lot of paint, he's big and that. So we got somebody in every department that can answer about any questions you have.
And that's something you don't find every day, because even this day and time, the places you go get a part, how to work on it, how to fix it, or somebody who can actually come out to your place and fix it, that makes a difference. And we need that stuff.
That's correct. You know, people come in with a problem, you know, they don't care what they got to buy, they just want to fix that problem. Right. We got people who can ask some questions and get it done and get them out here pretty quick. And, you know, when they come to us, we don't disappoint them to the point. We go with them, we help them pick out what they need, and we won't leave them alone to do. But most time they want us to help them get their problem solved and then get back to doing their normal lives.
Yeah.
The quicker we can get that done, and the better off they are. So that's helped build this business over the years. And we've come from both stores from back in the day I came with a little less than a million. Now we're somewhere around $35 million. So we've grown quite a bit over the 50 years, and we learn a lot. We learn a little bit every day. We got a lot of good people. We got bolts and nuts and plumbing, electrical, lawn and garden, a big lawn and garden. We just remodeled our edible store, pretty extensive, and it's big in lawn and garden. We got one, this displays of grills and fireplaces in the country. We got about every brand, we got it on display, and got any part or any accessory or anything you need to grill, they got it. Same thing with fireplaces, they're big in fireplaces and that kind of thing. We've added propane to the whole store, and that's been a big item, especially a week like this week. Everybody's trying to fill up before it gets harder. We've been working hard trying to keep our trucks in here, keep our tank full. But we're filled back up again today, both stores. Hopefully we get filled back up in the morning.
For folks who need just like Milwaukee tools, and you got DeWalt tools and things like that, so whatever kind of hardware, I think that's what makes it special to come to a traditional hardware store just like this, and you don't find it very much anymore. That you get the hardware, plus you get the advice you're talking about to go along with it, and the help to go along with it, help you find what you don't know what you need.
That's correct. You know, and we're like I said, we got DeWalt here, and we got over at Edible, we got Milwaukee. So we got both stores. We've got a pretty good line, but if one of them needs the other one, we got, you know, we're 7 miles away. We got a truck that runs between both stores every day, so we can, somebody wants something we don't have, they got, we can get it back in the fence, and that's what we're doing. We're also added Skaggs Lawnmowers, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago. We've been in a lawnmower business for several years. Well, I think I had to tell that story. The first year I came here, the first week Dean Ackers went on vacation, and his dad was getting up in years, and I needed to find out we had to have some chemicals.
So right.
We sent him to Henderson Warehouse to get it, but I forgot to tell him to hold the chemicals, so they didn't have it. But after he got through chewing them out, he came back with lawnmowers, so he wasn't going to waste the trip. So we've been in the lawnmower business ever since. And like I said, we sell about 100 maximum stays, and we still got some Husqvarna's tractors. The tractor market's kind of gone downhill. We're kind of going to the zero turns. We got a full-time mechanic. In fact, we only have two. We also got a full-time parts guy. Brad does a great job keeping the parts. And we got a lady that turns in the warranties and stuff like that. So we can handle about anything warranty-wise or whatever you need to do with most equipment. The lawn and garden, we've also got a pretty good greenhouse. We got one at Edible. We're building back now. We've got one here for Donnie, and we fill those things with plants every year. And it's amazing. We've got a guy at Russellville that grows our plants now for about 20-something years. First year I traded with him, he wanted to get 100 flats of plants. I said, there ain't no way we can sell that. This last year, we paid him over $100,000.
Oh, my God.
So he proved me wrong. We got them. They're pretty. The people are buying. So, and Edible especially, that it's amazing how many plants they go through. We've added shrubs and rose bushes and trees. So we're getting about every kind of aspect of the lawn garden.
And the advice to go along with the too, probably.
Yes, we have a lot of ladies in the greenhouse, and then people come back every year to talk to those ladies, and they give them advice. I don't know if it's good advice or whatever. They give them advice, and they come back. Same thing with the lawn. You know, we know fertilizer, we know chemicals, so we can advise on that. Have a hard testing, we can read the soil test, we can tell you what to do. Not all of our guys can, we ain't. We got people like me and Roger and William that can. So we got a little bit of people for everything.
Well, sir, that's really way to get an active farm alive. And you appreciate that. And I love the story about the lawnmower. That's how you got in the lawnmower.
That's right.
He wasn't going to come back empty handed.
Well, that first week, I found out I got out of school and I was doing my student teaching at Murray. And my wife ended up your school and I couldn't leave. So the teacher said, Dean might be looking for somebody. So I talked to him and I worked 2 Saturdays. And I got out of school May the 10th. And then he informed me he'd gone on vacation. That's when he hired me because he had no help. Well, it dried up and the phone started working. And I learned more in a week than I did 4 years of college. But anyway, I got through that week and the day Dean had told me, he said, you'd be the trouble to cut me off with my dad. He's kind of a banker. I made it through that week, and he said I was a good one to keep me, and we've made it all right.
Been there ever since. I like that. And popcorn. They got popcorn. Let me tell popcorn story. Maybe I want to hear that coming up next year. But there is popcorn here, and it smells delicious. And that's really what it is, just customer service, and that takes care of you like family here at the Akron Farm Supply. We're in Fredonia. We're on 1580 and 103.3 WPKY.